Well, hello there, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and you are in for a special show today. Why? Because it's unscripted. That's right, in the middle of the month. Well, we're actually 2 weeks behind, or 2 weeks early, depending on how you look at it. But we've got the phones, you guys. Yes, we do. So fill up those phone lines, Take Two family. Stop what you're doing. Pull over safely to the side of the road. This is unscripted. You bring the topics to the table for this particular episode. So we want to hear from you. The phones are working. They're wide open. Tom Price is answering phones today, so you get an additional treat for today, which is wonderful. He's delightful to talk to. Please call in and share about a topic that you want to talk about. Maybe you have a relationship issue that you want to talk about. Maybe something about the faith, something that's really just bothering you and you need somebody to talk to. We are here. That's the way the Take Two family rolls. Oh, there go the phones. You didn't even wait for me to give the number. I love the Take Two family. How about revisiting a past topic? You were going to do that. I know so many of you because I got the messages saying, can we call in for Unscripted? Well, Unscripted is today, and we are addressing past topics. You could suggest a future episode or topic for us to unpack as the Take Two family. Anything else you want to talk about? EWTN, we're here. We're here for you. So let's go. Fill up the phone lines. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. If you're listening, you hear the sound of my voice, then you are part of the Take Two family. Welcome. We're a very friendly family. Here's the number for Unscripted. You bring the topics, okay? I didn't prepare anything. I'm here with my notebook, the prayer book. I've got my pen ready to go. Hopefully you can hear me in a crystal clear manner. And you're the ones who are introducing everything we're going to talk about for this brief hour. So let's use it wisely. And here is the number, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. You know what? I'm just going to say the number again because I missed it for a couple weeks. 833-288-3986. Fill up those phone lines for Unscripted today. Let's really shine all the way up to heaven of what we want to talk about as the faithful, the lay faithful. We're journeying together as the mystical body of Christ. Come on, you guys. Step up, make that call. Whatever you want to talk about, I am here. Well, not whatever, almost whatever. I will address pretty much anything you want to discuss, okay? Unless it's totally outlandish and it's not appropriate for radio. But let's do this together as a wonderful family that we are journeying together as Christians. We're on that road to holiness. Hopefully we're on that road to sainthood. Hopefully that's the destination, right? So let's really make this hour effective, productive, and so impactful to others that are listening. But believe me when I tell you this, there are people listening all around the world, and they are absorbing what you, as a fellow Christian, has to say. So please call in and give us your best effort. Okay, by the way, we don't take anonymous. We're getting a lot of new callers. We really don't want to address you as anonymous. Jerry and I we felt very strongly about that 10 years ago when we started Take Two. We want to address each other by first name. So if you do not want to give us your real first name, give us your confirmation name, your middle name, or a name that you wish that your parents had called you. Okay? Everybody had that. Don't you remember watching a sitcom or a TV show and you said to your mom or dad, why didn't you name me Marcia? Or why didn't you name me Greg? Okay, seriously. So if you have a name you want to have always been called publicly, this is your opportunity. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. It's Unscripted. I'm in a mood today and because I'm loving all the phone lines lighting up. I just missed you guys so very, very much. It was wonderful to have the chats going and keep the comments in the chats for Unscripted. unscripted, you can always email us, take2@ewtn.com, or you can also, a wonderful way is to text us. We utilized texting for the past couple weeks, and it was really fun, and it was efficient. You text the letters EWTN to 58177. You wait for our response, then you text us your first name and your brief question or your comment or your topic you want to discuss. Just know that message and data rates may apply. I want to thank the Take Two family for praying for me. I was under the weather for the past, probably 10 days, but I'm feeling great. So thank you. Love the prayers. Keep them coming. I do have the prayer book out. So if you have any prayer intentions, we do have our urgent prayer request show tomorrow. So, but if you feel like you can't make that show tomorrow, then if you want to get in a prayer request today, you're more than welcome. We aim to please here on Take Two. Michael McCall is on the controls. He's doing a fine job. And Pedro's on social media. I'm waving to everybody. Hi, guys. You guys are awesome. Get the chats going. Keep them going. I always jump in on the chat sometimes because I think you guys are so much fun. Anyway, okay, we've got our first, let's say hello to our first caller, if we can do that. Marietta in Birmingham, Alabama, on the Guadalupe Radio Network. We'd like to just say hello to you, and then I'm going to put you on hold because we're going to take a quick break. Is it Marietta? Did I get your name correct?
Yes.
Okay. Welcome to Unscripted. I just wanted to say hello to you. If you wanted to get started for about a minute, but then please hold. Okay, but go ahead.
Okay. It's about a mother's abuse towards me, her child, and then you can go to break.
Okay. So, all right. So you're saying that your child is being...
No. My mother...
Your mother.
Used me, and okay. I'll be 74 tomorrow, and I've got an open wound. She died letting up. If you want to go to break, and I'll let you know.
Sure. Okay, you go. And you know, the Take Two family is already praying for you because they can hear the emotion. And so we walk together. We accompany each other. We really hold hands, and we'll work through this. So hang on. Thank you so much for doing that. And when I come back, we'll address what's on your heart today. And the others as well, when a line becomes open, please jump in and make your phone call. The easiest way to do that is 833-288-EWTN. That's the way you remember the phone number. I love that. Put that on your refrigerator. 833-288-3986. It's Unscripted today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. This is your show. Let's really just change the world today, a little bit at a time with these Unscripteds. We'll be right back. This is Unscripted today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. The phones are working and you are definitely calling in. You missed the phone so very much and you were so patient and so good. You all get a virtual Take Two award, okay? It's all going to you. So we're going to get back to Marietta in just a moment. But Marietta, hold on just another couple seconds. I just wanted to share with our listeners because we have new products coming out all the time on EWTNRC.com. And for August, it's Heaven and Earth Unite, the Eucharist, Heaven and Earth Unite by Father Robert J. Fox. Experience the power of Jesus' real presence among us. You'll see how Jesus is the very reflection of the Father and how God loves you intensely through his sacrifice on Calvary and his enduring presence in the Holy Mass. Gain insights on the Holy Eucharist, Scripture, the faith, Eucharistic miracles, the Fatima apparitions, and more. Discover why Eucharistic adoration is crucial to growing in charity and union with our Lord. How Holy Mass was celebrated in the early church period. That's all in the Eucharist. Heaven and Earth Unite by Father Robert J. Fox. And you can pre-order your copy today by Catholic Shop, EWTNRC.com. We just want to mention all of these wonderful new products coming out because it's very important we stay, you know, deeply enriched in our spiritual walk, and books like this can truly help us. So we're speaking with Marietta in Birmingham, Alabama, on the Guadalupe Radio Network. And Marietta, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize how serious your situation was, because you actually, we said hello to one another and you immediately welled up with emotion. So I want you just to rewind just a little bit. And if I understand you correctly, you were not treated well by your mother and she has since passed away. Do I have that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And can you tell us when your mom passed away? Was it recent?
No, in 2012.
In 2012. Okay. Uh-huh. And so this is still very, very raw and emotional for you. Can you share with us? I don't want to have you feel re-traumatized or triggered in any way that's going to cause you to have a bad day. We want you to have a peaceful, joy-filled day. So how can we help in this situation? What would you like to share?
I have a wound mm-hmm. in my heart nobody sees mm-hmm. that is so raw. It'll be with me till the day I die. My mother emotionally, verbally, and psychologically abused me since the day I was born. I was always told I was not good enough. She didn't want me. My father wanted me. And it went on and on and on. I'll be 74 tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And it still bothers me. Sure. And before she died, mm-hmm. I was there for her. But what hurts the most, and she said this at my son and daughter-in-law's house, I asked her, why, because I knew that she was getting real sick, I said, why do you not love me? Why, please, for God's sake, tell me why, before something happens to you. And she said, she doesn't love me, wish she never had me. She was always jealous of me. And I said, why? I'm your daughter. And she said, because your daddy loved you. Mm-hmm. And I said, mm-hmm. Mother, my God. I said, both parents are supposed to love their children. Mm-hmm. And it went on and on. And so she ended up dying without never saying she was sorry. Mm-hmm. Then she did something to me with my sister. So horrible. And I'm not comparing myself to Jesus. Please, I'm not. But I have to remember Jesus on the cross. My mother and sister lied about me, turned relatives against me, destroyed my name, destroyed mm-hmm. me to this day, and made relatives pick and choose. So they don't speak to me. They lie. They go to Mass and communion. I quit going to Mass for a while because when I see them, it brings back the rot.
Right.
Rawness. Right. And my mother bargained with the devil. If God couldn't do something, and I don't want to say what it was over the air, but my sister, if she's listening, she knows. She knows.
Okay.
And my mother, wherever she is, she knows. They destroyed me.
Okay, wait a minute. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Time out. First of all, they can't destroy you. You're speaking to us today. So you're strong, okay? You are very strong. You're a survivor. And you're here today. So that is a great thing. I can tell you right away, the Take Two family is surrounding you with prayers, Marietta. So please know that. You're going to be 74 tomorrow. Okay, but you've done so many great things, surviving through what you said was emotional and verbal abuse from your mom, and then confronting your mom before the end of her life in 2012 and asking her why. Why did she do this? And she admitted. She admitted to you that she had this problem, you know, because your father obviously catered or liked you or felt close to you, or maybe you were like your dad, and she was jealous. Marietta, please, if there's one thing I can stress, well, a couple things. Number one is definitely seek some professional assistance with this so you can begin to heal this wound so that you can have the next, you know, several chapters of your life, okay, as you beautifully age, so that you can be free of all this. That's number one. So please search and seek out some assistance in this if you haven't done it already. Second, I want to say this, Marietta, you need to know this, please. The fact that you were there for her at the end of her life, okay, that is a beautiful thing you did. You gave her a great gift. And I know in a strange sort of way, you wanted some kind of probably closure with this, and maybe you didn't get it, but you know, the good Lord sees everything, and the good Lord sees your heart, and the good Lord absolutely sees and feels your pain. So I don't want you to think that you're going through all of this and it's like, oh, why is this happening to me? All these people are treating me poorly and I feel so alone. Please don't feel that way, because that's a trick from the demons. That's how they want you to feel. And you know what? The demons want you to walk away from church, and they want you to walk away from God. Maybe what you did there for a little bit, where you walked away because the family was hurting you. Don't do that, Marietta, please. It's not, God is a good and gracious and loving God, and He loves you so very much. There's never going to be another Marietta. Never. You realize that? You are so unique and special to God and to all of us. And I just want you to know that, because I will tell you, parents have their problems, okay? Every parent, nobody gets a manual when they raise their kids, okay? It's hard to be a parent, and they come with their own wounds. And unfortunately, your mother, you know, did that to you. But I have to tell you, it's time for you, for your birthday tomorrow, to be free of this and continue to forgive all these people. And move closer to God and align yourself, your pain, align it with Christ's suffering. And Marietta, I just feel like if you stay on that path, you know, you will reach that beatific vision someday. That's how I feel, because that's what we're all called to do. So I don't know if anything I said has even touched you deeply in your heart, but I want you to be free of this, because you're carrying this, and it's from 2012. That's a long time, and it's time for you to give yourself a birthday present tomorrow.
Thank you so much, Debbie. Mm-hmm. But I have not turned on God. I love Blessed Mother and Jesus and God and all the angels and saints. And St. Padre Pio, he's my go-to saint.
Me too.
I knew that. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I have not given up. I mean, I still go to church. I guess what I should have said is I don't go as often. That's what I should have said.
Okay.
Because I'll go to Mass today. There's a Mass at 12 o'clock here, you know, during the week. But just, Debbie, just please put my name in the book, please.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I need to ask you this, if you feel comfortable. Do you feel comfortable giving us your mom's first name? Because she's carrying a lot, and we, if we're going to forgive her, we need to pray for her.
Yeah, and would you also pray for my daddy? He died on the 18th, which was 1996.
Okay.
And that was another abuse thing from my mother and sister, but I won't go into that.
Okay.
So I'm just saying, pray for my father, Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's deceased.
Right, and your mom?
And everything. And Venzing, V is in Virginia,
mm-hmm.
E-N-Z-I-N-E.
Z-I-N-E. Okay. Now I'm going to ask you to make us a promise, because the Take Two family, we are prayer warriors, and we're all going to be praying. You have a beautiful birthday tomorrow. Would you please try to feel our prayers and be filled with joy that you have made this step? I mean, you're not alone. You're absolutely not alone. We can feel your pain. Okay. And so many of us have been through this with family members, with parents, with situations. So just, we want you to feel the prayers. That's number one. And we want you to have a beautiful day on your birthday tomorrow. Will you do that for us?
Yes. God, Debbie, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you is all I can say.
Oh, thank you. God bless you. Okay. Keep in touch with us. Keep us posted how you're doing. And we want to hear how you had that great celebration for your 74 beautiful years. Okay. Call us again.
Thank you, Debbie. God bless you. And I love your show.
Thank you. Well, we love you. Thank you so much. Okay, Roy is up next. This is Unscripted from Arkansas on Sirius XM 130. So, Roy, take it away.
Well, first of all, I don't have a problem like Henrietta. Bless her heart.
Mm-hmm.
God love her.
Mm-hmm.
I am 72 years old. I was saved and baptized when I was a youngster, and I know Jesus, and He knows me, and I have been a follower of Jesus all my life, and mm-hmm. lived basically career-wise and everything in a life of service. After I came home from Iraq, a long story, I fell in love with the liturgical way of worship, and I joined a denomination that worships through liturgy. I declined to go into the Catholic Church because of problems that existed at that time. But with our new Pope, and I say ours because he belongs to all of us, I've been reading his sermons on his website called Heaven's Gate. First of all, I hope that that's a legitimate website. I'm sure it is. And he talks about three churches, the Catholic Church, the Orthodox Church, and the Hidden Church. And I guess in his definition, I'd belong to that Hidden Church. People that know Jesus, people that live for Jesus, that study the Scriptures, that worship him and pray. And I do all those things. But I'm reading what he's doing at the Catholic Church, and it overcomes the obstacles that I had 12 years ago, 15 mm-hmm. years ago.
Right.
Is it too late for a 72-year-old to join the Catholic Church?
Okay, you're going to make me cry, okay? Oh, my goodness. No, it is not too late. And, oh, my goodness, Roy, are you seriously saying that you want to come into Holy Mother Church, the Catholic Church? Right? Are you actually stating that to the world today?
Yes, I think so.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful. Okay, I have to tell you something. I don't think there's a dry eye right now in anywhere in the Take Two family world. Roy, that is so amazing. And thank you, our Holy Father, for being so, just beautiful from the heart and being such a great leader and speaking to your heart and to your soul. So absolutely, Roy, here's what you wanted. You probably know what to do. You go to your nearest Catholic church where you live and let them know you want to sign up. And signups are happening right now this fall for OCIA. That is for your ability to get strong adult formation coming into the Catholic Church. And sign up for, it used to be called RCIA, but now it's OCIA. It's the same program. But what you want to do, Roy, is be a sponge and absorb all of the formation that you receive in OCIA from the parish that's near you. Let them know you are interested and continue to read and learn about the Catholic Church. I would recommend going to CatholicsComeHome.org, CatholicsComeHome.org, and I believe they also have CatholicsComeHome.com. But it's a wonderful ministry that just has a ton of videos and resources for you to just continue your walk into Holy Mother Church. And I will tell you, Roy, that by the spring, during the Easter season, you are going to be so filled with a tremendous love and prayers of this big, huge family that you are hopefully working your way into. Roy, I want to be able to say to you, welcome home. Because that is amazing. And I love that you're sharing it with us. And this is what we pray for each and every day. Please come home, Roy. If you're drawn into the Catholic Church, there's a reason. And we would love for you to explore that. So anything we can do, we're here for you. And as a matter of fact, Roy, I'm going to give you the email. If you want to reach out to our show team. I read the emails. Jerry reads the emails. We'll help you in anything you're looking for formation. Just go to take2@ewtn.com and just say, hey, I'm Roy, who's thinking of coming into the Catholic Church. What do you say, Roy? There's not much more I can offer you. We're offering to be right there beside you and being so excited for you.
Well, you can answer that one question. Heaven's Gate. Is that the Pope's website?
Well, let me double check. Our producer is saying we're not quite sure on this website. So here's what I'm going to do. If you could listen to the rest of the show, the Pope's website is Vatican.va. That's the Pope's website, Vatican.va. So go there and see if the same information is there. But I would be cautious of that other website for now, because I have never heard of it, Roy. And I'm not saying I've seen every single website, but I'm always on all these different platforms. But Roy, go to Vatican.va and please stay in touch with us. In fact, send us an email, take2@ewtn.com. You hear the music? We're going to go to our next break, and when we come back, more of your unscripted calls. I'll be right back. This is our unscripted, and just want wanted to let Roy know from Arkansas, lots of prayers and tears of joy, and very excited that you are possibly going to work your way into the Catholic Church. That is wonderful. Just getting back to trusted websites, let me just share something. My goodness, social media is just bombarded with all sorts of AI-generated things and all sorts of different sites that are saying that they are a trusted source or an authentic source, or it's been proven this is the one that everybody's going to. I would definitely stay with EWTN. Absolutely. You can trust EWTN. All you have to do is go to EWTN.com, Catholic Answers. You got Catholic.com. Bishop Barron does a fabulous job. And then you've got, the real authentic websites. And I will tell you that you got to be careful when you see a ton of views on different podcasts and things. They may be AI generated. It may be something that could steer you away, or absolutely confuse you as the faithful. So be really careful. If you're unsure, call EWTN and go to the comment line and say, hey, is this site okay or whatever? But stay with EWTN.com. It's safe, and you'll know you're getting the truth, and you can trust EWTN. So that's wonderful. But Roy, if you want to email us, take2@EWTN.com. A big congratulations and shout out going out to another great EWTN radio partner celebrating 15 years with us. Annunciation Radio has 5 stations serving Toledo, Bowling Green, Lexington, Sandusky, Port Clinton, Willard, Eden, and Bryan, Ohio. Congratulations to Dave Vacherez and his great team at Annunciation Radio from your friends here at EWTN. 15 years, so that is so amazing. Think how many souls are being impacted by the work that's being done at Annunciation Radio. Okay, we're going to get to our next caller, Maria. This is unscripted, so you guys are bringing all the topics. That's why you hear all these different things happening during Take Two. And the phones are working. I'm getting the messages. Are the phones working? Yes, call in, okay? Maria in Howell, New Jersey on Domestic Church Media. Maria, welcome to the program.
Oh, hi. I wanted to say a quick prayer for Marietta, Roy, and all mm-hmm. God's beloveds, in union with all the holy prayers and masses Beautiful. Said throughout the world ever. But also, I was calling specifically because I spread fake news today. You were just talking about AI-generated stuff. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My daughter helped me. She says, Mom, just before you spread anything, just go and Google it. Say, is this true? I did, but too late. So I got to redact. I had seen a AI-generated thing with the Pope's picture, and it said 15 new practices that he is incorporating, something mm-hmm. like that. And
right.
they were not true. So, mm-hmm. yeah, I just wanted to...
Well,
yeah.
Maria, I'm right with you. Okay, I am very cautious and very careful about sharing anything on social media and Facebook. And just this past month, I shared 2 pieces of information that they were not verified. They came from people that I trusted, but the actual news story was not verified, and I passed it on. The good news is, my quote unquote friends on Facebook very quickly said, Debbie, this is not accurate, and I pulled it down. This is the problem we are facing. We are facing a world where we don't know who we can turn to, who we can trust, who is going to give us the absolute real truth. And this is why I stress again, Maria, this is why I stick very closely to EWTN.com. And it's not because I'm an EWTN host. It's because I know I can trust EWTN.com. I can trust Catholic Answers. I can trust, Bishop Barron. Although I will tell you, there's been AI stuff, floating with very famous people in the Catholic world that they have picked up their voices. They have, spliced it together and put together this AI generated piece of news, and it wasn't even them. So that's a real problem. So Maria, you're not alone. I'm right with you. And that's the problem with what's going on today. And we could get people off track. Although I will tell you, God has miraculous ways of working things for the good. And look at Roy calling in, right? Roy's calling in. in, and maybe what he followed, that site wasn't particularly a great site to follow, but it led him into the Catholic Church. So now he will get solid formation, and hopefully he'll come into the church. So what do you say, Maria? Does that make you feel better?
It does, and I am praying for Roy and Marietta and anybody who's struggling with any kind of suffering and who's searching for God's truth. And I just want to encourage anyone who loves the Bible to read John 17, Matthew 5, Romans 8, and Philippians 4. Those are just some of my favorites.
Oh,
but anywhere, the Psalms is always a good place to go, and Luke and John.
Right.
Anyway, thank you.
And Genesis. And I mean, we can keep going on and on. I know. Oh, Maria, you are precious. Thank you so much. And God bless you. Thank you for really making this Unscripted a very special episode. And I know that Roy and Marietta appreciate all the beautiful prayers. Okay, we're going to move on to the great state of Michigan. Chris is waiting on the EWTN app. Hi, Chris.
Hi. Hi, Debbie. I wanted to call in. My daughter has been going through a very rough pregnancy. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've ever heard of Fifth disease. It's a parvovirus, mm-hmm. and she got it from her kids.
Mm-hmm.
And that causes anemia in the baby. And so she's been going through 12 weeks of struggle. She made it through. The baby was just given the all clear. But she went into labor, and she was so worried the baby was going to end up in NICU. And so she said a prayer, and as soon as she said the prayer, all her contractions stopped, mm-hmm. and they could find no sign of her water having been broke.
Wow.
And so she was, anyway, so she said that, and she went home, and she was, you know, disappointed because she didn't come home with a baby. And I was sitting in church the next day, and I very clearly heard, I know God was speaking to me. The Holy Spirit had come to me and said, the reason Katie's contractions stopped was because she prayed that the baby wouldn't go to NICU.
Mm. So you had confirmation to her prayers.
I did. And I wanted to share that because, you know, the other caller, the first caller, it's so sad to have issues with a parent, but God is still good,
mm-hmm.
and I truly believe God has spoken to me, and I needed to tell her so that she was okay with moving forward. And now her contractions have started again, but it's a week later, so the baby will be in the healthy,
stronger
range.
Mm-hmm.
And so please put her down in your prayers.
Could I have her first name? Do you feel comfortable?
Oh, yes, Katie.
Katie. Okay. Would you please do us a favor and let Katie know that we're praying, and then also ask if Katie's obviously, you know, with the prayer, it was definitely coming from her heart, which very much is pleasing to God, right? And then you had the confirmation,
right.
So please ask Katie to continue those prayers, and maybe even consider is she going to have the baby baptized when the baby's born?
Oh yeah.
Okay, maybe consider consecrating that child to the Blessed Mother. Because there's a reason that you guys are praying ahead of time for this baby. You'll see. This baby's coming.
Okay.
All babies are come for a reason, but this baby's coming for a reason because she's praying for this baby. You're receiving confirmation. There's God is moving in this direction well before this baby comes into this world.
And I know she does have a relationship with the Blessed Mother, so
yeah,
I will remind her of that.
I felt it strongly. Do we know if the baby's going to be a boy or a girl?
We do not know. It's going to be a surprise.
Okay. Yeah, would you keep us posted? We're going to be praying. Okay.
Sure. I would love it. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This baby, this is a very special child that's coming into the world.
That's what I keep saying. This baby's a fighter.
Yes, I felt it as soon as you started talking about it. Okay, so definitely keep us posted because we love to journey with as the babies get older and when vocations start happening or they start discerning vocations. I mean, time goes very quickly. Thank you so much, Chris.
Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you. God bless you. Okay, we're going to go to Cleveland, Ohio on AM 1260 The Rock. Gabe is waiting so patiently. Hi, Gabe. Gabe, are you with
us? Hello?
Hi, Gabe.
Hello, Debbie?
Yes.
Hi, sweetheart. It's Gabe. I'm here to bridge the gap and talk about the glory of God, the glory of suffering. And I am praying for everybody that's been mentioned. I want to make it noted that Marietta means little Mary. Roy means king. They're both named after Mary and Jesus. And it's through Mary that all graces flow. Anyway, I need you to pray for me. My life is crescendo crazy. I was diagnosed with COPD. I've got to emergency evacuate in my apartment. You know, I already got disabilities, right? So now I've been living in a what was supposed to be my safe haven that's mold infested 2 years. Anyway, guys, God's got me. He's leading me every step of the way. And I wanted to point out to Marietta that she is no longer to re-injure herself with her mother. And that she is like our Lord Jesus Christ. It wasn't bad for her to say that. And she has a pure heart. And she can give everything over to Jesus. All of her wounds, all of the things, the horrible things her mother did. And she can lay them at the foot of the cross. And there is no suffering that goes on that isn't going to be, we're not going to benefit from it. And Dr. Paul Chaloux wrote a wonderful book, you know, and Dr. Ray Guerendi's got lots of great stuff, but she's been a victim of what we call narcissistic abuse and has nothing to do with her. Everything that her mother did was projected onto her, just like the Pharisees projected their hatred, their scorn. So in a very, very real way, Marietta, darling, you have been living a crucifixion, and it has nothing to do with you. I want you to hear me loud and clear, and you are no longer to resent. That means to feel this over and over again. You are to lay that at the foot of the cross, and God will heal you, I assure you. As long as you give yourself to him, he will heal you of this, and you will lead others into that healing. And he is amazing. And okay, so yesterday's my birthday, right? Yay, happy birthday.
Yay, happy birthday.
Tomorrow is Maximilian Kolbe. I want, Marietta, I want you to look at him, honey. And Roy, God bless you, sweetheart. I just, and I'm praying for everybody. And the sweet Katie baby, you know, Katie's baby. So I was doing three Flame of Love Hail Marys for each one of them. But I want everyone in this whole EWTN, my family, to hear this loud and clear, that God perfects us through his infinite grace with all suffering. And it, believe it or not, it you know, God has entrusted the suffering he's given me. He told me that 4 months ago. I'm like, oh, you got to be kidding me. All right, but anyway, he entrusts us with these crosses, and we are to join him. Just like our Blessed Mother at the foot of the cross, our beautiful, you know, Mother of Seven Sorrows. And and I'm celebrating my, I am fully consecrated to our Blessed Mother on, it was 2022, 33 days of morning glory. Guys, I recommend it for everybody.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so Gabe, I can't really add even a syllable to what you said. I was actually going to shout out, preach it, sister. You're doing great. But I got to tell you, you know, you have such a passion and such a conviction for the Lord and for your faith and for others to get there as well, right? To, on that road to holiness. And so, Gabe, with that, it circles back because you also asked for prayers. You know, we all ask for prayers, right? But when we are making the effort to help the body of Christ, it's going to come back to us in various ways. Now, we don't do that to get something, but that's the way our good Lord works, and that's the way the grace flows. So I just want to say, Gabe, you are just a delight. Thank you so much. And I know you probably put a big smile on Marietta's face and Roy and Chris for her daughter, Katie, and the baby. So thank you. And God bless you. Thanks for weighing in on this beautiful Unscripted. I'm actually going to run out of time, so I'm going to try to get to the rest of the calls. We have full phone lines. Okay, Jim in Toledo, Ohio. We're staying in the great state of Ohio on Annunciation Radio. Jim, you're up next. I don't know how you can add to what Gabe said, but you give it a try, Jim.
Oh, I don't know. But I wanted to put in a prayer request for a couple people.
Sure.
My pastor, our priest, last year had a brain tumor, and it was benign, but they're still checking on it. And he's really young. I think he's, you know, this is his first parish assignment after he got ordained. So his name is Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
I have a very close friend who has one daughter in the convent, and her other youngest daughter has went to that convent and is trying to go through the process to become a nun. And myself, because I just spent a whole week in intensive care and may have to have a stent put in my kidney. So, which comes to why I really wanted to call, because I missed your program on most embarrassing moment.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
My most embarrassing moment was as my wife and I were coming back from our honeymoon.
Mm-hmm.
We shopped in a mall, came out, and there was this young, attractive blonde who had locked herself out of her car. And being a gallant guy, I said to my wife, I've done that before. Could I go help her?
Right.
So I am trying, and I'm not succeeding. And it's, you know, looking bad.
Mm-hmm.
To which my wife, who was standing on the other side of the car, yells over and says, Jim, why don't you try this side? It's unlocked.
Oh, my goodness, Jim. Oh, wow. How did you get out of that without, like, being totally red-faced?
Now, it only got worse. One time she did something like, I thought that it was the wrong way to do it, and I corrected her, and she stared me down and said, do you want to see my list? But we lasted 47 and a half years till she passed away. So.
Oh, that's beautiful. Can you give us her first name, Jim?
Oh, I already have in the past.
Okay, so we've got her in the book. Okay, I want to make sure. That's
okay.
Right.
Okay.
But Jim, thank you so much for putting a smile on our faces. And by the way, I've got everybody in the prayer book, and let Father know we're praying for him, and please thank him for his vocation. And Jim, thank you for weighing in on Unscripted. Okay, God bless you. Have a beautiful rest of your day in Toledo, Ohio. I'm going to get to Mark in Nashville. I'm going to try to squeeze you in, Mark, and the others. Hang on, everybody. Jose and Elizabeth and Tracy. Okay, Catholic Answers Live. We were just talking about a trusted source, Catholic.com. Catholic Answers Live is tonight, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And the topic is how to discern a vocation to the Catholic priesthood, and it's with guest Father Mark Gandolfo. Okay, so when we have priests on our shows, please tune in. It's so wonderful to hear about vocation stories and how to really discern a proper vocation. So that's on Catholic Answers Live tonight, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Okay, Mark is up next in Nashville, Tennessee on the EWTN app. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Debbie, how you doing? I've been looking for an opportunity to call in based on last week's theme of habitual sin and confession, and I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, go right ahead.
And then it's going to shift a little bit. I called last couple weeks ago about childhood trauma and my mother's relationship, so I want to speak to that. And so it's, for me, all my obsessions, compulsions, and unhealthy attachments are a result of my childhood trauma.
Mm-hmm.
The emotional pain had to go somewhere. The habitual sin that I'll speak to as an example would be gossip.
Hmm.
For the life of me, I couldn't understand why I couldn't stop gossiping until I went into adult children of dysfunctional homes recovery and realized the reason why I gossip is because I had to look at everybody else and their shortcomings, because mine was too painful to look at. Mm-hmm. And once I started working that program, the gossip went away. It got down to causes and conditions.
Mm-hmm.
And poor lady that called in about her mom from my adult children recovery. Mm-hmm. What I've been suffering from all my life was pure, unadulterated grief that I didn't have the mom and dad that God ordained me to have with love, respect, and affection. Mm-hmm. And I had what miracle on my mom's deathbed that she reconciled to me, and the hope that I want to give everybody through, you know, prayer is not, I've learned prayer is not passive. Mm-hmm. It requires me to take action. And Father Carlos opened up the retreat at the Abbey 15 years ago by saying, folks, I'm here to tell you, you can say all the rosaries you want. You can say go all the confessions you want. You can go to all the masses you want. But if you have mental and emotional disorders, you must seek outside help or nothing will change. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I find the Catholic Church being kind of codependent with that theme that if you did just practice your Catholic faith, everything's going to be okay. Not my experience. I got relief from working 12 steps in adult children in dysfunctional mm-hmm. homes. Mm-hmm. And I want to promise that God would look in hindsight that now I know God would never allow me to suffer as much as I suffered with not experiencing as much joy on the other side. And God will have that for everybody else that's suffering if they do the action mm-hmm. and work mm-hmm. the steps.
Mm-hmm. Mark, I love when you call because you are definitely working on yourself. You're trying to help others. You're advancing. You are learning that self-discovery, that, and that is so important. And we're on this journey, right? It's a movement. They talk about us like we're pilgrims, right? We're pilgrims on a journey. It's important that we do develop, advance, mature. We change sometimes. We grow sometimes. We really look at things in various ways with assistance, with spiritual direction, with professional help, with all sorts of programs or retreats or something that's going to allow us to explore that. I just want to thank you for always being so encouraging and really helping the Take Two family realize that sometimes I think, especially men, I have to tell you, Mark, sometimes men are hesitant to get help, but we all need that assistance. Any quick comments on that, Mark?
Well, Richard Rory says we're not spiritual human beings we're spiritual beings having a human experience. I have to get human about my shortcomings. I got to get out of the toxic shame. I have to expose myself. Mm-hmm. And when I get honest, it's amazing how God shows up.
Well, that is so true. When we are honest with ourselves, because the way God sees us, then that's when we really can be in God's will and in alignment with God and focused on God and work walking that those steps of holiness. Mark, thank you so much. God bless you. I really appreciate your call today. I want to squeeze in one last call. Elizabeth in Baton Rouge, Louisiana on EWTN.com. Elizabeth, you've got the final few minutes.
Hi, Debbie. My daughter has, a month ago, she let us know that she and her, they're both 28 years old, they're engaged, but they just found out that they're going to have a baby mm-hmm. before the wedding. So we've got the ceremony planned with our priest, but we are, I really just need you to give me some guidance and the right words to use to tell the extended family. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to call, you know, close friends. And just if you could just give me some good words mm-hmm. to use when I have to call them.
Okay, so they are going to get...
I think they're going to be as shocked.
Right.
They're going to be as shocked as I was.
I totally understand it. It actually happened in my family as well many years ago. But I will share with you that my uncle, who was a priest, we went to him at the time when a family member, same situation. And he said, you know, focus on the fact that they are getting married in the church. They're getting married in the church, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Focus on that. focus on that and focus on the fact that they are doing right by entering into the sacrament of matrimony, and so they can receive the graces for their marriage and for their family, which is has already started. And so, and I would really focus on the sacrament of matrimony, because that is key. And you know, you're going to have a grandchild, which is a blessing. And so we have to go forward, but focus on the graces that they are now going to receive from the sacrament. What do you say to that, Elizabeth? That would be my first initial thoughts.
Yes, okay. Absolutely. And okay. It just so happened that we were all going to go to Rome for the Jubilee year, and we're going to get the blessing from the Pope with the Sposi Novelli. Mm-hmm. And
good.
The bishop has given his approval.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So I guess
Yeah, focus on the sacrament of matrimony and the graces that will come for this beautiful marriage and family. Elizabeth, I wish I could talk to you more. You could send me an email, take2@ewtn.com. I'm racing against the clock. Jose in Denver, I'm so sorry. Tracy in Grand Rapids, Michigan, you can call back on the next Unscripted at the end of the month. And guys, thank you so much to the show team, the affiliates. You're awesome. We'll be back again tomorrow. Have a beautiful and blessed day.